Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We need to make sure that we are consistent with our results now for a period, because we need to get back into the points tally that we need in the league to allow us to get into the final third of the season with a real intention to improve what we did last season. I think it's important to have a real consistent level in every game that we go into and make sure that we play every game to try to win it.
A very warm welcome from inside Turf Moor. Last time Everton won here, they finished the season as champions back in 1970. 44 years on, the Blues are looking for a victory that would see them climb the Premier League table and keep Burnley firmly rooted at the wrong end of the top flight. The Blues have only played here five times since that 2-1 win in March of 1970. Burnley's last Premier League campaign saw them start well back in 2009, including victory over Everton here, but they couldn't maintain that early momentum and were eventually relegated. Team news today sees Everton make one change from the side that beat Villa last Saturday. Barkley drops to the bench. Eto starts. Burnley likewise, one change from their 3-1 defeat here against West Ham last weekend. Ben Mee drops to the bench, and in at left back, Stephen Ward. Our referee is Andre Mariner, only his second Premier League game of the season. He gets us underway with Everton kicking off and attacking the goal away to our right, where 4,000 travelling Evertonians are housed. Yes, it's a great following, and the capacity here, just under 22,000. Everton have got great support, just as they did in Lille, of course, on Thursday evening. Everton in changed colours, in the white shirts and dark shorts and white socks, and the blustery conditions which we talked about in the build-up may well play a part, although Everton, Graham, will be looking to keep the ball on the deck.
Well, they will do, Albert. Again, starting with the ball at the back, as you said, it's not ideal conditions, but hopefully we can get enough passes and get behind them.
On the ball at the moment, well, Leighton Baines before given away by Leon Osman. The full Everton lineup: Howard, Coleman, Alcaraz, Jagielka, Baines, McCarthy, Barry, Naismith, Eto, Osman and Lukaku. As far as Burnley are concerned, it's Tom Heaton in goal, a back four of Trippier, Duff, Shackle and Ward. Four across the midfield: Boyd, Arfield, Jones and Keightley. And Danny Ings and Lukas Jurkovic, formerly with Everton, made just the one substitute appearance with Everton. Those two lead the attack for Burnley.
The game.
Lukaku for Eto. Eto just inside his own half, directs the ball out to the right-hand side for Everton and Naismith. Here's Barry for Osman. Osman for Baines. Baines crosses into the penalty area. What a header!
Yes.
Superbly delivered by Samuel Eto, powered home from Leighton Baines' cross, and Everton have got the flying start that they wanted after just 3 minutes. And that all started with Samuel Eto initially on the halfway line. The ball was worked over to the left-hand side, played into the overlapping run of Leighton Baines, and his cross was met superbly by Samuel Eto for his third goal in an Everton jersey. What a start, Graham.
Is that another assist from Leighton Baines? What a cross. But tell you what, you're spot on. Eto started the move out, but what a fantastic header as well. Played in about 8 yards out, and he bullets a header in off the underside of the crossbar. Great little ball, just teed up for Leighton Baines. And it's a powerful header from Eto in off the underside of the crossbar. Fantastic start. Fantastic start.
Burnley have possession with Kieran Trippier, signed from Manchester City a couple of years ago. High ball forward, brought down superbly well by Danny Ings, who's got the ball to the edge of the penalty area, and crossed by Michael Keightley. Picked up right edge of the 18-yard box by Lukas Jurkovic, and he drags a shot into the side netting, and he didn't connect with it in any way that he would have liked to, and Jurkovic, seeing it go wide, Tim Howard will have the goal kick.
Yeah, just a rush of blood from Jurkovic, just had to settle down, but it was a long diagonal ball initially that Danny Ing pulled it brilliantly out of the air, and it was a diagonal run, got behind Alcaraz, got to be aware of that. And it's when the ball eventually falls to Jukovic, just snatches at his chance.
So Everton and Tim Howard looking for a third successive clean sheet. Everton looking for successive Premier League wins for the first time since April as well. Just three wins in 12 matches in all competitions coming into today. But Everton finding a bit of form of late. Ball given away by Michael Keightley. And Everton looking to punish them with a shot from Lukaku from outside the penalty area, just wide.
Yeah, it's a good play from Stephen Naismith. Found Lukaku, wanted the return, but, you know, the striker's about 25 yards from goal. Space opening up in front of him, why not? Just kind of comes across the ball. It's going to take an awful lot to beat the goalkeeper with him, but these blustery conditions, why not?
Here's Eto. Alcaraz. And Jagielka. Barry to the halfway line for Lukaku, who gives it straight to Lukas Jukovic. Jukovic for Danny Ings. Ings round the keeper and Burnley are level. And all that is because Romelu Lukaku has given the ball away far too cheaply. And my word, does he know it. Jukovic with the pass. Danny Ings took it in his stride, rounded Tim Howard. And that mistake has proved very, very costly. Burnley 1, Everton 1.
Listen, it happens in centre forwards, don't get a hold of it. I don't know what he's doing, I don't know what he sees. But it's a poor layoff from Lukaku. It's a great ball, and it's a great run from Ings. Still got a lot to do, goes round Tim Howard. But it's all... I know it's gone back and times have changed, but Howard Kendall used to go mad at you if he didn't get a hold of the ball. There's no need for him there to play it off first time. Get a hold of it, let people come into play. He plays it and gives it away cheaply. You know, when you're looking at it and you're thinking, don't allow them back in. It's a game they totally controlled. But when you give the ball away like that, you're going to get punished. And I know it's a learning curve and people make mistakes, but first and foremost, as a centre-forward, get a hold of it. Get a hold. It takes you two touches. Get a hold. There was no need for him to play it first time. He needs to just get a hold of it and then play. And that's what he's got to learn. We all talk about all his attributes, but he's got to learn and he's got to do... And be more comfortable on the ball.
Here's Arfield into the penalty area, a little back heel. And Danny Ings almost came off for Burnley. Subsequent ball in is cleared as far as Arfield. His shot is just wide of the right-hand post of Tim Howard. And that's what a goal does, Graham.
Well, it does. It gives them the lift and confidence. You know, they weren't in it before, but all of a sudden they get the goal and then they're chasing it. Just look at it, just a crazy mistake. And all of a sudden... You know, they go on the front foot and we retreat a little bit. The crowd get behind them. And then we're looking there, which is just crazy.
Here's Gareth Barry. He's got that ball through via deflection for Naismith. Naismith out to the right for Lukaku. Lukaku's inside the penalty area. No room to get a shot in. Gets the better of Stephen Ward. Pulls the ball back. Comes back into Lukaku's path. And his final ball driven towards Eto, but slightly behind him and off Eto and out for a throw.
Yeah, it's half a chance. A chance. He tries, as soon as he goes to stop the ball and move it onto his other foot, the opportunity's lost.
Here's Naismith. That's a good flick onto Lukaku. Cross for Samuel Eto. Eto back towards Naismith. Naismith and Lukaku. Lukaku shot block, second chance. Lukaku!
Goal!
Yes! Front. Everton lead by 2-1. And Romelu Lukaku has redeemed himself following the error that led to the Burnley equaliser. He got a second bite at the cherry after his first effort was blocked. It was good build-up play to get the ball into Lukaku's feet inside the penalty area. Eventually, he got it out of his feet to just wrap one right-footed towards goal and into the corner of Tom Heaton's net, and Everton are back in front.
Yeah, it's a great team goal, lots of great one-touch passing. Gets a little bit of good fortune at the end and he kind of scuffs it into the ground and it just evades the goalkeeper. His first shot's blocked, but he just kind of scuffs it. Goalkeeper maybe should have done better with a hand, but Everton will take it. You quite rightly said he redeemed himself out. It was his mistake which led to the equaliser. What they mustn't do now is sit back and invite them on again. Every time they go forward and get at the heart of that back four, they can cause problems.
Goal kick for Everton, who lead by 2-1. Up towards Samuel Eto from Howard's goal kick, beaten by Duff, and Lukas Jukovic has got the better of Alcaraz and wrapped one towards goal and wide of goal. Left-footed, struck well, struck powerfully, but wide of Howard's right-hand side.
That's a chance, and that's because Alcaraz has got too close to Jukovic. He's just rolled him. Just out-muscled him, really, threw him to one side. He's got to go across the goal there. Mm. You know, yeah. His strike partner's in there as well. If he goes across the goal, anything can happen, but that's a poor finish. But a let-off for Everton. Alcaraz, don't get too close.
Osman for Naismith. Oh, he got that ball into Naismith's path, but he did. Here's Samueletto now. Baines is going to go outside of him. Samueletto's just got into the Burnley penalty area. He's played it into Osman. Osman can turn here and cuts it back. He has Naismith's header, and it's clawed out of the air by goalkeeper Tom Heaton. The header carried no pace whatsoever, but it almost beat the keeper.
It's a great little ball from Leon Osman, just stood up to the back post. Naismith did be able to get a header on it. It was difficult to get power from it. And it's going in the top corner and just managed to claw onto the crossbar and back.
He just did enough in the end, the goalkeeper.
Great ball from Leon Osman. Just two of them, Seamus Coleman and Stephen Naismith. Loops his header, hits the bar, loops up into the air. Comfortable for the goalkeeper there.
Arfield. Skipping away from McCarthy. Now it's with Duff. Duff's high ball towards the penalty area is headed away by Jagielka, only as far as Arfield. Arfield might hit this from distance. He does, and it's wide. Struck it well enough, but I think Tim Howard knew where it was going.
Yeah, good effort. You know, shooting outside the box with a header from Jagielka. Drops to Arfield, goes past Gareth Barry. I've seen him score from there before.
Goal kick then, and probably the last action of the first half here at Turf Moor. Everton with a 2-1 advantage. Jutkovic, Burnley picking
keeper
up from the goal kick.
Keeper.
Ball into the penalty area is away by Jagielka, and the referee is about to blow for half-time. Burnley take this throw, though. We might just get a ball into the box before the whistle finally sounds for the end of the first period. Back to goal. Danny Ings trying to turn inside the penalty area. McCarthy takes it from him. Half-time whistle at Turf Moor. Sees Everton go in at the break, leading by 2-1. Having taken an early advantage by the head of Samueletto in the fourth minute. Leighton Baines with the cross to provide Etta with the goal. But then Lukaku gave possession away on the 20th minute to allow Jutkovic to play Danny Ings in. That was the equaliser, one apiece. Lukaku redeeming himself in the 29th minute after his first effort had been blocked. He netted at the second attempt, and Everton lead by 2-1. But this game is certainly not done and dusted if we're to see more mistakes that littered the first half, Graham.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Everton got off to a great start. You know, with a goal from Samueletto, well worked goal, but then just kind of sat back, and then, you know, invited Burnley on. You know, Burnley are always going to come at you at home, but then we gave them away. They gave the ball away from Lukaku, get a hold of it, tries a first time pass, doesn't come off. Burnley punishes 1-1. All of a sudden, Burnley grow into the game. Yeah, we still have a lot of possession, and we get the second goal. Lukaku redeems himself a little bit, but it wasn't easy. You know, conditions are difficult, so try and make it difficult for your opponents. But we're giving them opportunities by our slackness, you know, giving the ball away cheaply, not moving the ball forward quickly enough. And they're growing and growing into the game. You know, in a game when we started at 1-0, we talked about where do we want to go from there. You know, we've allowed them back into the game by a mistake. You know, and they've grown in confidence. The crowd have got behind them, as you'd expect, at Burnley. But, you know, 2-1, as I said before, I think every time we go forward, we look as if we can score. But just for the tail end of that first half, we just kind of sat back and invited them on a little bit. They put us under a little bit of pressure. A couple of free kicks outside the box. But, you know, we need to do more going forward again. I'm looking at Lukaku, did well, scored another goal, and it's great for his stats, but guilty for giving the ball away, not doing enough. And at the end there, it looks as if he was injured, whether he was limping or not. So I don't know if he makes a change at half time, but he needs to do more. You know, for me, the honeymoon period is over. He's had a season and a half. He's got to put in a bigger shift. It looks as if the two centre backs are bullying him, whereas his size and stature, he should be bullying them. You know, and at times, you know, he's got to do better. Took his goal well, don't get me wrong, a little bit of luck and good fortune along the way, but, you know, we're in a battle here. You know, and this is when you've got to roll up your sleeves, whether you like it or not, and whether you're that type of player or not, roll up your sleeves and give it a good shift. Interesting to see whether he comes out second half. But hopefully, I think there's going to be more goals second half. It's just whether Everton scored more goals than Burnley. The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook.
Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Radio City Sport live inside Turf Moor as we are about to get the second half underway. No changes at the break. Lukaku is out there despite the fact that he looked as though he was hobbling at the end of the first half. Burnley to kick off. Away we go. And Everton are attacking the goal away to our right. The David Fishwick stand where all the Everton army of travelling fans are housed. Everton leading by 2-1. And the ball is with Burnley back inside their own half.
Just immediately as well, long ball played up to Jukovic is bullying Alcaraz. Just going to be sure Alcaraz can't get too close to him.
Here's Lukaku, who's getting a hold of it again to David Jones. Now Keightley inside the Everton half. Keightley's ball towards Danny Ings, who'd made a run to the left edge of the penalty area, and he's won a corner.
And again, does that start again? Get a hold of it. You've given a goal away in the first half by not getting a hold of it. Then what do you do first half, the second half? Try your first time pass.
Yep.
Puts your team right on the defensive here.
And Keightley's going to take this corner for Burnley on the left-hand side. Just clipped in towards the near post. Headed away by McCarthy. Picked up by Burnley again. And Arfield to play for Keightley to cross. But I'm not sure whether the wind got hold of that one. But Keightley's direction was awry. And it's behind for a goal kick. Right, let's see if we can get through the rest of the second half without any mistakes, eh, Graham?
Yeah, well, we need to. Simple as that. I know this is here. If you don't come away here with 3 points, you'll be absolutely devastated.
Baines trying to take on Trippier here, and he win a corner for Everton. Yeah. So, corner left hand side.
Yeah, can we whip one in a bit? Decent delivery in front of the travelling Everton fans. Third goal would be nice.
Yeah, give us a bit of a cushion. Burnley by no means out of this game. We have a corner.
Everybody back for Burnley in that 18-yard box.
Baines to lift this one into the penalty area. Does just that. Keeper comes, punches only as far as Naismith, who blasts it back towards goal. It's blocked. Deflects out to the right-hand side. Alcaraz will chase, and the ball is hacked out of play for a throw-in by Burnley and Ward.
Yeah, good defending from Burnley there. Good blocking of Stephen Naismith's shot. Keeper came out, kind of flapped out a little bit.
McCarthy for Coleman. Now Osman. Turn by Naismith for Osman. For Samuel Eto'o. Just outside the penalty area for Lukaku. Back to Eto'o. First time shot. And a comfortable save for goalkeeper Tom Heaton.
Yeah, it's decent. Good play from Eto'o.
Shot on goal, anyway.
Gareth Barry's been immense today. He's
been everywhere. Oh. Here he is on the ball again, just inside the Everton half.
Well, that was good play. Better from Lukaku. Eto'o played a little wall pass with him, 1-2. Tries a left-footed shot, just trying to curl it in bottom corner. Comfortable save from the goalkeeper.
Coleman. Coleman down the right-hand side. Fouled by Stephen Ward. And here's another yellow card for Ward.
Yeah, just as the game's going on now, James Coleman got a little bit more space down the right-hand side. Up against Ward. Keightley's not getting back to help his fullback, so why not get after him?
Barkley's still there on the touchline, but at the moment, Everton are going to get on with this free kick. Leighton Baines to take for Everton, who lead by 2-1. Osman making himself available short, but Baines puts it into the penalty area. And it's almost going to beat goalkeeper Tom Heaton at his far post, but that's a good ball in these conditions.
It's a fantastic ball in, Alex. Wind assisted over the heads of all the forwards and the defenders. The keeper just happy to just parry it away on the back post.
Yeah, just got it behind for a corner, did Heaton. But so, it was hit with pace by Baines.
Wouldn't you try and see somebody on the right-hand side? You've whipped one in near post rather than Baines. He's taking this one.
Yeah, Baines to take the corner on the left. And again, every man back for Burnley inside the 18-yard box. Baines to take. Goes deeper this time towards the head of Gareth Barry, but
I think he'd be penalised for climbing anyway. Well, Everton will make this change now. Ross Barkley will come on for Everton. And it's Lukaku who's coming off. I mean, Stephen Ward will take. Over the head of Barnes, cleared by Alcaraz.
You've got to be careful, Barnes.
Yeah, he's running into players, isn't he, after the ball has gone. And he's in danger of seeing another yellow card, which will get him dismissed. Baines just putting it forward into Burnley territory.
Well, we've stopped playing. It's as simple as that. We've stopped playing.
Ball cleared by the keeper. Here is Barnes and Keightley. Ball breaks Burnley's way. Jones plays it on for Arfield. Arfield can shoot from here. It's wide. 5 or 6 yards wide in the end, but it was certainly a shooting opportunity and he took advantage. Wide of goal.
Well, we've just sat back and just said invited them on. You know, we're not giving them any threat or opposing any threat going forward.
Throw in midway inside the Burnley half on that far side for Leighton Baines to take. Barkley for Barry. Back for Ross Barkley. Flick forward for Stephen Pienaar. On it goes for Eto. Eto turns and shoots.
Goal! Oh, what a
fantastic
goal!
Fantastic! Absolutely brilliantly struck by Samuel Eto. The ball played into his path. He controlled in an instant, turned and delivered a wickedly wonderful right-footed shot that bent beyond goalkeeper Tom Heaton and wraps up the game for Everton. That is class from Samuel Eto.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic finish. Just sizes it up. They stand off him and he just curls it from about 22 yards out and it arrows into the corner. Keeper struggling to get across. 3-1, game over. Samuel Eto, fantastic strike.
Brilliantly struck by Samuel Eto.
That little bit of class.
3-1, Everton lead with three and a half minutes remaining. But here come Burnley and Ings. Ings, oh, what a chance. Lifted over the crossbar, left-footed from inside the penalty area.
Unbelievable. Should have been 3-2, and then it's game back on again. Poor defender from Everton. Let it bounce. Goes right through the centre. Ings, good run. And he'll be disappointed with the finish. He's better than that.
Yeah, he was putting those away last season in the championship.
I just summed you up, and that's why you think, you know, yeah, it's 3-1, but tell you what, we can play a lot better than this. And it's, 3 points is good, but I tell you, we've made hard work of it at times.
Barkley will travel down this left-hand side, pull it back for Leighton Baines. Now Stephen Pienaar. Baines once more as Pienaar goes towards the box. Played to the corner of the penalty area. It's with Barkley in the end. Barkley now Naismith. Naismith inside the penalty area. This can really seal it.
Oh,
and he's
it. Oh,
seen it deflected behind for a corner in the end as Everton almost get themselves a fourth. It was good football and real neat feet to get into the penalty area in the end by Naismith. But the effort just blocked inside the box.
Yeah, it's just blocked by the goalkeeper. I think the goalkeeper's legs.
Here's Trippier. Oh, he's given that towards Eto. This might give him a hat-trick. Eto past the goalkeeper. It hit the post and bounces back towards goalkeeper Tom Heaton. How close to a hat-trick there was Samuel Eto.
That would have he would have deserved that. I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic opportunity. Poor back pass. He's from a wide angle. Knocks up his left foot off the inside of the post. Runs across the goal line and Burnley clear it.
Tim Howard inside the Everton penalty area. And the final seconds of the 4 minutes of stoppage time on my watch have elapsed now, and Tim Howard finally picks the ball up, and Everton have got 3 points at Turf Moor for the first time since 1970. Everton have won here. Last time that happened, they went on to claim the league title. Well, maybe they won't have those sort of ambitions or objectives this time around, who knows, but it's a second successive league win for Everton, importantly getting them back on track and up to the top half of the Premier League table. And it was a win courtesy of 2 goals from Samuel Eto, the first coming on 4 minutes after a great delivery into the penalty area from Leighton Baines. Burnley were level on 20, gifted the equaliser really courtesy of a Romelu Lukaku mistake which allowed Jukovic to play Danny Ings in. Lukaku redeemed himself with his goal on 29 minutes that put Everton in at the break, 2-1 in front. And then Samuel Eto'o with the goal of the afternoon on 86 minutes, striking superbly from outside the penalty area to curl it beyond Tom Heaton, to the delight of the Everton fans in the stand behind Heaton's goal. And that sealed the victory for Everton. Eto'o then went on to hit a post, almost had a hat-trick, but in the end, a 3-1 scoreline, enough for Everton to give them victory at Turf Moor. Successive Premier League wins for the first time since April. Another three important points, and Everton do move themselves up into the top half of the Premier League. Good win in the end, Graham.
Yeah, win 3 points. Now you expected 3 points coming here today. Made it difficult for herself at times. Got ourselves off to a good start, you know, with Samuel Eto'o header. Then a mistake by Lukaku gets him back in the game. And even at 1-1, OK, Lukaku scores 2-1. Game's never over, you know. And I thought in the long spells in the second half, we were inviting pressure. You know, we were sitting back and putting balls in the box. Only when we got the third goal, you know, we sort of went try and get 4 and 5. And Eto'o, as you said, was unlucky, never got a hat-trick. But, you know, for long spells at 2-1, the game was still in the balance. You know, you could see them, you know, that the two centre-forwards put themselves about. And it was still in the balance at 2-1. And I'm thinking, if we don't win this, we're going to, you know, kick ourselves. We get the third goal, we could have added after that. But all in all, 3 points. But still not at the level that we were last year. Still not there. Still, yeah, we scored 3 goals, and that's 6 goals in 2 games, but still just something not clicking in the final third. And Burnley had a right good go at it second half. They could send something. Didn't really have a lot of clear-cut opportunities, but overall, you know, 3-1, yeah, you'll take it. Away from home, it's another result, falling on the back of the result against Villa at home. So 6 points out of six in terms of league games gets you up the table a little bit more healthier than what it has been in the last couple of weeks. But still, I would say, still work to do. Yeah, there's some good performances all round today. Eto'o's 2 goals, class act, you know, his ability on the ball, very rarely, you know, wastes a pass. Unfortunately, never gets hat trick. Love to see him get his hat trick. Again, the energy levels of Barry and McCarthy, incredible. I thought Jagielka and Alcaraz did well. I thought Alcaraz, and, you know, especially against Djukovic, got a little bit of a tough time, but stuck at it. So there was a lot of positives from that. As I said before, still can do better, still can improve.
But it's 3 points nevertheless, Graham, and 2 successive wins. I know we talked about looking at fixtures and saying, yeah, we can pick up points here and there, and Everton have done just that now, haven't they, with Swansea to come at Goodison Park next weekend.
Yeah, well, definitely against Swansea again next week. We've got to be at it right from the first minute, because what they'll do is that they'll come out there, they'll play football, they'll probably have more of a potent threat than what Burnley had today. Burnley had 2 big physical strong players, you know, and Ings took his goal well, okay, from a mistake, but no, Swans will be a different category. They've been in the Premier League a few years now. They know what to do in the Premier League. They play good football, and we've got to match them. So it's certainly not going to be an easy one. But as you said, the fixtures come up, we expected to win them. But, you know, looking at that today for long spells at 2-1, you know, Burnley can look at it and say, well, you know, we were still in with a shout there, and they can take great heart from that. You know, it was only when the third goal went in that killed it for us, and we could have won in the end 4 or 5. And it might have been a little bit unjust on Burnley, but certainly, overall, decent, room for improvement, I would say, yes. But listen, 3 points away from home in the Premier League, take it all day long.
A motor range man of the match, Graham?
Motor range man of the match, as I said before, I thought Eto'o did well. I thought, you know, James McCarthy was excellent. Jagielka, Coleman, there were a lot of really, really good performances. I've got to give it to Gareth Barry, who I thought was absolutely outstanding today. Never gave the ball away, was always available for a pass. So my motor range man of the match goes to Gareth Barry,
who's just given it on TV to Samuel Eto'o.
Well, Samuel Eto'o will get it for his 2 goals, and yeah. I thought all round his touching that was great. Could have got a hat trick, but I just thought, for, you know, knitting the team together, and we talked about it before, how he's played every single minute, you know, Gareth Barry yet again there. You know, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he got on the ball, kept it, passed it, won tackles, won headers. And for the whole 90 minutes, I thought he was outstanding.
Post-match. We knew what we were facing today is our third game in,
in 8 days, the Europa League was a really good experience and a great event. And today we knew that Burnley would come at us, that they will play with energy, they'll try to stop us from playing. We gave a soft goal away, which that's disappointing, but the way we scored our goals was with a real clinical style in front of goal. The second one is a real composure, breaking the whole team up. And then second half, obviously, we knew that Burnley would throw everything at us, and I thought we were very, very clever in the way that we cope and control the game. And maybe we should have scored more. Maybe Burnley had a couple of chances. I thought it was an open game in that respect, but a well-deserved win, which is a very professional performance that it shows you the intent of the squad after performing so well in the last 3 games in a week.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.